tāino ki tēnei wā o tira ki a tātou, tēnā rā tātou katoa. What I thought I'd do to start today's talk is actually start off a little story, and it's a story that Doug told me, actually, and because it's late in the afternoon, you're going to have to listen carefully to this story in order for it to make sense. And it's about an Australian that travelled all the way up to Norway and decided to go fishing. And being an Australian, knowing all about fishing, he'd heard about it in Norway. One of the things that was very popular was to go fishing in a hole in the ice. So he brought along his fishing gear, and brought along a little chair, saw, cut a hole in the ice, got out his fishing line, baited it, put down his bait, sat down on his line, waited for half an hour, didn't get a bite, nothing happened whatsoever, but after half an hour, he heard this voice, "There are no fish down here." So he thought, this is kind of strange, so perhaps I'll shift. So picked up his chair, got his fishing line, walked along another 20 metres, sat down, got out his saw, dug another hole in the ice, sat down again on his chair, put down his fishing line, baited it, waited half an hour, nothing again, and then, funny enough, he heard this voice, "There are no fish down here." Looked around, couldn't see a thing, so this is really strange, but picked up his chair, went along another 20 metres, did the same thing, got in his chair, baited his line, put it back down, and half sooner, bang on half an hour later, same voice, "There are no fish down here." Looked around again, couldn't see anything, so he yells out, is that you, God?" And the voice came back, "No, it's the supervisor of the ice skating rink." What's that got to do with my talk? Absolutely nothing whatsoever, but it's just to try and wake us up on our last session. Okay, as you can see there, I'm from the University of Auckland. Also, I affiliate to Waikato Maniapoto Ngāti Porou, which are based around the central and Ngāti Porou and east coast of the North Island. And what I want to do is talk about accessing Māori dictionary material, not really creation of dictionaries, you'll see why that's the case in a second, but how we might deal with a situation where we've got a Māori, where we've got a plethora of dictionary material out there. And one of the things that's happened with the Māori dictionaries that are available, and I'll talk about some in a second, mostly print only, some are searchable online. And one of the things that happens when we revitalise any language and we decide to bring it back into the education system, back into the media, back into the government circles, we need to expand the lexicon. We need to create new vocab for use in the classroom, for use in the media, for use in government sectors, for use talking about things like science. And quite often this happens in quite an ad hoc nation, and it's been going on really since the 1970s, 1980s. And obviously how we disseminate this vocab becomes an issue. And also, as we're trying to bring back the language is also declining. The Māori population rapidly, now very much urbanised, globalisation, and what you have is even those Māori that are living in rural communities still living very much urban lifestyles. What I mean by that is just they may as well be in the city because they've sort of lost access and traditional knowledge of things like traditional fishing activities, trees, what the traditional woods are used for and that type of thing that their grandparents might knew. That kind of thing actually decreases. So you have the lexicon in a state of flux. And so one of the things as a number of us in this room here are really advanced second language users of Māori, how do we get around this problem of trying to access resources, lexical resources that consist of stuff that's in print, online, wordless, Excel files, all sorts of things. And obviously we want something that's really accessible. We can pick up via a smartphone or a laptop or something like this. And I've kind of changed my thinking about what is the right way to go to overcome this issue of how we access the lexicon. And I'm going to argue that what we don't need is another resource. And with different situation, if you've got a language where you've got no dictionaries whatsoever, sure, you need to go out and something create something. However, what happens quite often when it comes to minority languages and people create dictionary-type resources, sustainability is always a problem. And we heard a very good talk by Chris Cox earlier on today talking about that whole issue about maintenance of software. What happens when those that are creating dictionaries lose their funding and or move on to other positions? And unfortunately, if we look at any of the linguists that have turned up to the conference, some of them look like they're very much ready to expire themselves. So that's a problem. So my kind of thinking was we perhaps need to change the way that we do things and rather than create a resource for others, that we should create methods or devise ways or systems that individuals can create their own solutions. Because as you know, one of the things that's happening with students these days, Māori students that are coming through the school sector, very much more fluent with computer technology, and they should be able to do things for themselves. So what I'm going to demonstrate, if I get time, is sort of my own simple solution, and it's certainly not the only way of doing things, but if I can sort of put out there, this is how I solve this problem, other people are going to solve the problem using a different way, using slightly different methods. But we don't have to worry about creating another resource. In Māori, we've got three major dictionaries. What we've got is a monolingual dictionary, He Pātaka Kupu. Interestingly, it came out in 2008, and it's only partially available online. I don't know what the exact number is. Only about a quarter of it is. And one of the reasons I assume that this is the case is they want you to buy the print dictionary, and sometime down the track that will be available online. There's all sorts of dictionaries. Honestly, there would be about 30. Vocab lists, we've heard about Microsoft terms, all sorts of things. Another popular dictionary out there is John Moorfield's, based on his series Te Aka. It's probably one of the most popular dictionaries. But again, this resource is very much based on an individual and a team around him, and they're not getting any younger, and so the sustainability of something like this sort of may be in doubt in the future. One of the things that I was involved in the late 1990s to kind of overcome the gap between what's available in print and what was coming out on a weekly basis was an online searchable database, really just a text database that you could search. And the idea of this, we got up to around about 20,000 terms. My estimate of the lexicon of Māori is it's around about 100,000 words that exist. And the idea of this was that it would complement stuff that was available in print. But one of the things that happened was it moved from New Zealand Council of Educational Research to our Language Commission, eventually closed down and given to a company called WordStream and kind of buried and forgotten about. WordStream, this is a Māori company, decided that their solution was to dump all the existing dictionaries onto a CD-ROM and make it full searchable, and they did that. They put out a CD-ROM. They got all the major dictionaries except for Rhyme 97, or the Reed Dictionary of Māori, which is unfortunate because it's actually one of the major dictionaries. But what happened with this resource is that in 2007, the creators of the resource, this is a Māori group, decided that it was finished. They weren't going to carry on maintaining it. Those that had Herald Omni system could carry on using it, but once you decided to reinstall your operating system, they weren't going to unlock it. So it effectively became out of use, and what they wanted us to do was to go on and use a thing called Wakareo, which you can Google it and find out, which is subscription-based, and if you want to pay some money and find out, you'll find it's really not that quality. Obviously, being online makes it a problem when you're not online. So my kind of thinking, well, what could I do to overcome this problem and to sign and kind of propagate a sort of a solution? And obviously, we've got this issue here with New Zealand dictionaries actually sell quite a lot. And people doing stuff online, it's probably not yet enough end users for stuff to become commercially viable. So what I decided to do was to do things properly. I actually wrote to all the major dictionary publishers. Williams, 1971, it's now 2011, 40 years it's out of copyright. I actually got permission from the publishers to scan these dictionaries and dump them into electronic form. And really, I wanted them to be as simple as possible, and so I scanned them, converted them all into text files, and converted the files so that all you've got is each head word is one line. You've got the head word, the English definition, and then some sentence structure. The pro about a Polynesian languages like Māori, morphologically, they're isolating. You've got three productive prefixes, two productive suffixes, reduplication, once productive, perhaps not so much. A lot of compounding, but morphologically, very, very simple. You don't have the problem you have with polysynthetic or other languages like that. So, and all I've done is taken all these texts and dumped them into folders, and then all I'm using is to sort of develop a front end to search and display these. All I'm using is a text-based searcher. It's based on those of you who know Unix, a grep searcher, which will allow me to do some things. And really the issue here is that all I want to know is as an advanced user is what might be some Māori proposed definitions of an English term, or if we've got a Māori term, what might be its traditional meaning and what might be used in sort of scientific or as a neologism or something like that. And really, to put it bluntly, what I'm after is something that is quick and dirty. I don't really care about the output. What I want to know is how that word's been used, who's it being used by. And so that's quite simple to do. And it's kind of arguing that perhaps the way ahead for us as end users is to actually step back and say, yes, okay, there are much more prettier ways of doing things. Sure, someone who's a programmer might develop a front end, a fancy way of doing stuff, but quite often all I want to know is what the word's being used for and as a word set. So my idea is to set this up and then to sort of tell people, well, this is what I've done to overcome the problem as an individual. Perhaps other users in this room can say, oh, okay, that's one way of doing it. I've got a better way of doing it. And the idea is to get users to come up with their own solutions and then go about and create their own resources. The issue, of course, being with what I've done is that one of the things when I asked for copyright, I said, look, I'm going to dump stuff into, convert stuff into text for research purposes, and I promised that I wouldn't disseminate it. In other words, what I've done, I couldn't pass on to other users and do something like that. So that's an issue. But these days, it's getting easier and easier to scan stuff. I spend quite a bit of time tidying up materials. You might have heard earlier the lecture on creating a legal dictionary of Māori. Very simple 30 seconds I can dump that in and be using that. Other words, that word lists that come out. My stuff these days is coming out on the web, coming out in formats that I can sort of do stuff. And how are we going for time?
About 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay. And so just to... All I'm using is just a searcher and just searching over directories. And if I take a term like laptop, and what it's just saying up there that when it comes to a term like laptop, I know from the definition of where that file comes from that the Reed Dictionary has proposed that we use rorohiko pō naho. There's another term up there, pōna, that the Totowhiri have proposed at one particular time. And that's a term that also the Totowhiri have proposed at another time, and that Ryan doesn't have a word for laptop. So it's pretty simple and pretty basic. Obviously, if I can search by headword, I can search in the text. I can search through repositories of text. And the moment I find out that something is not wrong, I think there's something wrong with the source file. So that's my simple method of getting around and using this repository at this time. And so what I've sort of tried to demonstrate, just tried to explain, is that perhaps when it comes to accessing Māori dictionary materials, word lists and stuff like that, that we should beware of the proprietary software out there and encourage people with basic computer knowledge that they should be doing something on themselves. And again, the key here is to get your repository right and the mechanism of attacking and displaying that repository are secondary considerations. For many of us that are advanced speakers of Māori, we just want the results and then we want to carry on with our lives. So I'll finish it there. Thank you very much.